The Great American Songbook is an anthology of words and music written by the likes of Irving Berlin, Jerome Kern, the Gershwins, and Richard Rodgers. It was the soundtrack for the first half of the 20th century, sung first by Americans, then the rest of the world, music that was popular, if not quite pop, meant to be remembered and sung. Then along came rock and roll and the singer-songwriters, and the American songbook began to fade a bit, but there's always been performers who've kept the music alive. Susan Stamberg introduces us to the latest.
See if you can guess who this is.
You go to my head and you linger like a haunting refrain. Find you spinning round in my brain like the bubbles in a glass of champagne.
Any idea? Woman, man, Wayne Newton, Randy Newman?
You go to my head like
a... Here's a clue. This is one of this singer's greatest hits. Yes, indeed, 70s rock and roll icon Rod Stewart, following in the footsteps of Linda Ronstadt, Carly Simon, Willie Nelson, others who've reached back to music from earlier times and moved it into today their way.
It had to be you. It had to be you.
The CD is called It Had to Be You, the Great American Songbook. We're listening to the title song, and Rod Stewart joins us from our bureau in New York. Welcome to you, Mr. Stewart.
Thank you for having me on the show.
Are these songs that you grew up with?
Yes, indeed. How did you know that?
I figured you might have been of an age in which you could know these songs.
Yeah, absolutely. My mum and dad, you know, growing up in London, these would songs would always be played at parties and festive gatherings of the Stuarts.
But this is music. I mean, when you really began coming up and becoming sort of a superstar in the 70s, this is music that your fans hated. They would have found it soppy, saccharine.
I don't think these are sweet, horrible love songs at all. I think they're some of the most beautiful lyrics and the most beautifully crafted melodies that have ever been written. That's my humble opinion, Susan, you know.
For nobody else gave me a thrill. With all your faults, I love you still. It had to be you. It had to be you. It had to be you. Whoa, wonderful you.
I love what you're doing. You sort of are hauling these notes along.
Hauling?
Hauling.
How does one do that with a note?
Well, you're extending it some and letting it just hang there.
Yeah, thank you. That's a compliment, I do believe.
You sing the verses on some of these wonderful songs. Particularly one, I tend to know this music pretty well, too. And there's one verse I never heard before. It's the one to Every Time We Say Goodbye.
We love each other so deeply that I ask you this, sweetheart. Why should we quarrel ever? Why can't we be enough clever? Never to part. Every time we say goodbye, I die a little. Every time we say goodbye, I wonder why a little.
1944, Cole Porter, a la Rod Stewart. Tell why you decided to sing that. Where'd you find it? Where'd you come up with it?
Well, that's Clive Davis, the co-producer's idea. I had no idea these verses existed at all, because all the versions I've heard, and Ella Fitzgerald especially, she doesn't sing it. But it contributes a great deal, I think. Sets the song up nicely.
Well, Rod Stewart, you always sang songs. I mean, your melody has always been important to you, whatever kind of music you're doing, and you have lyrics that you can understand. You never were a heavy rocker, so this is not such a giant step for you.
No, not at all. You know, a good song is a good song is a good song, in my opinion. You know, it's obviously not Hot Legs, but they are still, as I say, beautifully well-crafted songs, and you can get, from a singer's standpoint, you can get so much soul into them. Just as much soul in this stuff as there is all the R&B stuff.
You're so lovely, with your smile so warm, and your cheeks so soft, there is nothing for me but to love you, and the way you look tonight.
What about your voice? You have said...
What about it? You
have said that you never very much liked the sound of your speaking voice, but you felt okay about your singing voice.
Yeah, I've got a very strange speaking voice. Not a lot of people understand me, and this is me talking slowly. You want to hear me talk fast? Nobody understands me.
Oh, please do. Please do.
Well, I was saying on the call the other day when I told... You know, I try and coach soccer teams out in California, and every time I coach, the kids just look at me and they go, what's he talking about? So I've given it up as a bad joke.
Well, that's because those kids don't understand a good Brooklyn accent when they hear one. But anyway, your talking voice is just fine, and to my ear, it doesn't sound that different from your singing voice.
Thank you. Is it radio friendly?
Yeah, indeed it is. And I heard that you, once upon a time, wanted to sound like Otis Redding. So with these kinds of songs, who are you thinking about sounding like?
Oh, I don't know. There's a bit of Sam Cooke in there and a bit of Billie Holiday, and I've just stolen a little bit from about every famous singer there is. And it's now it uniquely sounds like me.
Hmm. We were trying to come up with just some words to describe your singing voice. I think whiskey is a good one, and gravelly and raspy. Yeah. And a friend here listened to you and said, rust and honey.
Yeah, lovely. I like that. That's the best one I've ever heard. It's better than cement mixer.
I know you had a throat operation a few years ago. What's that done to your voice, and how are you doing?
Oh, I'm over it completely. I was, you know, in and out of hospital within 24 hours. The voice disappeared for a while, came back after about 9 months, but I've just finished a complete tour, 115 shows, 2.5 hours a night, so I'm back to where I was.
That's all.
It's dropped somewhat, you know, probably a semitone. Voices are low, you know, in a lower key.
Cathedral bells were tolling, and our hearts sang on. Was it the spell of Paris or the April dawn? Who knows if we shall meet again? But when the morning chimes ring sweet again, I'll be seeing you in all the old familiar places that this heart of mine embraces all day through.
Did you ever imagine that your career would last this long, or be at a stage where you can now sit down and record songs that your grandmother probably loved?
Yeah. No, I never did. I mean, I came into this business when I was 19, and I thought if it lasts for a year, I'll be very, very lucky. So, and here I am all these years later. I just won't go away.
Well, we're happy for it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Rod Stewart, his new album is called It Had to Be You, The Great American Songbook. He has called it a Loosen Up That Pretty French Gown album. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News, Washington.
A cigarette that bears a lipstick's traces, an airline ticket to romantic places, and still my heart has wings. These foolish things remind me of you. A tingle
tinkling piano in the next apartment. Those stumbling words that told you what my heart meant. A fairground's painted swings. These foolish things remind me of you.